Now we head to West Africa for the latest in our series, Beginnings. In Senegal, song and dance are being used to break down barriers to modern health care and to help women talk about a subject long considered taboo for public discussion, pregnancy. Central to this model of health education are grandmothers. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton introduces us to a few of them.
You feel their exuberance and warmth long before you reach the circle of women dressed in gaily coloured boubou, the voluminous traditional gowns worn by the women of Senegal, with dramatic matching head wraps. They're seated on a large pink and mauve plastic mat, one drumming her fingers on an overturned bucket as they prepare for their healthcare session. These are the grandmothers, fondly called les grandes-mères. This is the village of Guéréo, near Mbour, a seaside town south of Senegal's capital, Dakar, where the grandmothers have gathered. Here, tradition meets modernity when it comes to passing on health education and childbirth tips to the pregnant women in the community. Maimouna Mbeng is one of the grandmothers. Mbeng explains that they learn as much as they teach during the discussions. We talk about different healthcare problems our families face, she says, including during pregnancy. And with the help of the health professionals, we learn to adopt a more useful approach to deal with any problem, says Mbeng. And, as if to reinforce a point, one grandmother twirls herself and her colourful flowing gown like a fan in a vigorous dance. In Senegal, there is a tradition of solidarity called Badianougoch, where the older woman helps the younger. Child Fund International strategy is inspired by the Grandmother Project, pioneered by Judy Obel, to involve and empower senior women in the community. Julia White is with Child Fund, which is continuing that program here in Guéréo, funded by USAID.
In Senegal, one of the major decision makers is grandmothers and specifically also mother-in-laws. And so these women have a huge role on the decision making in terms of health and the health of the child.
White says the older women get to discuss topics that affect the entire family. These include their daughters-in-law, who live with their husbands' families. So, what are some of the problems?
For example, if you teach the mother that exclusive breastfeeding right after birth is the way to go, but the grandmother doesn't get a chance to talk about that and be taught about that topic, she might not agree.
And there are other misunderstandings and possible friction, explains the Guéréo grandmother, Maimouna Mbeng.
For instance, traditionally, it's recommended that a pregnant woman does a lot of hard work because that helps during childbirth. But now, we've learned during our healthcare sessions that on the contrary, it's dangerous for expectant mothers to do heavy lifting.
The grandmothers use music, allegory, and storytelling to broach subjects that are still considered taboo in Senegal.
Traditionally, pregnancies were hidden and not something that you talked about openly and socially. Therefore, women had trouble to sort of openly talk about the problems they were having. If I'm dizzy at this point in time, is that a problem? If I'm vomiting all the time, is that a problem? What can I do to be ready for the birth when it happens? And so it allows them to sort of work together as a team.
Hear, hear, concurs Ogay Diouf, one of the young pregnant women.
It's like an apprenticeship. The grandmas are learning. We are also learning.
The otherwise serious proceedings are punctuated by song and dance, lightening the mood, but for a reason, says grandmother Abi Ndour.
I just want to explain that the songs we sing help spread the word among all the women, including the grandmothers and those expecting babies. In fact, the entire community.
As the grandmothers wrap up their session, the young mothers-to-be join them on the pink and purple mat for a final song and dance to send off their visitors with a promise to come back to meet the newborns. Ofebi Akwis-Darkton, NPR News.
This is NPR News.